Your house glows at night, like everything inside is on fire. The drapes she chose for the windows look like linen, expensive linen. The weave is loose enough that I can usually read your mood. I can watch the girl flip her ponytail while she finishes homework. I can watch the little boy toss tennis balls at the 12-foot ceiling while your wife lunges around the living room in leggings, reversing the day's mess. Toys back in the basket. Pillows back on the couch. Tonight, though, you've left the drapes open. Maybe to see the snow falling. Maybe so your daughter could look for reindeer. She's long stopped believing, but she will pretend for you. Anything for you. You've all dressed up. The children are in matching plaid, sitting on the leather ottoman as your wife takes their picture with her phone. The girl is holding the boy's hand. You are fiddling with the record player at the back of the room, and your wife is speaking to you, but you hold up a finger. You've almost got it. The girl jumps up, and your wife, she sweeps up the boy, and they spin. You lift a drink, scotch, and sip it once, twice, and slink from the record like it's a sleeping baby. That's how you always start to dance. You take him. He throws his head back. You tip him upside down. Your daughter reaches up for daddy's kiss, and your wife holds your drink for you. She sways over to the tree and adjusts a string of lights that isn't sitting quite right. And then you all stop and lean toward one another and shout something in unison, some word, perfectly timed. And then you all move again. This is a song you know well. Your wife slips out of the room and her son's face follows robotically. I remember that feeling of being the needed one. Matches. She comes back to light the candles on the decorated mantle, and I wonder if the snaking fir boughs are real, if they smell like the tree farm. I let myself imagine, for a moment, watching those boughs go up in flames while you all sleep tonight. I imagine the warm, butter-yellow glow of your house turning to a hot, crackling red. The boy has picked up an iron poker, and the girl gently takes it away before you or your wife notices. The good sister. The helper. The protector. I don't normally watch for this long, but you're all so beautiful tonight, and I can't bring myself to leave. The snow. The kind that sticks. The kind she'll roll into snowmen in the morning to please her little brother. I turn on my wipers, adjust the heat, and notice the clock change from 7:29 to 7:30. This is when you'd have read her The Polar Express. Your wife, she's in the chair now, and she's watching the three of you bounce around the room. She laughs and collects her long, loose curls to the side. She smells your drink and puts it down. She smiles. Your back is to her, so you can't see what I can, that she's holding her stomach with one hand, that she rubs herself ever so slightly, and then looks down, that she's lost in the thought of what's growing inside her. They are cells, but they are everything. You turn around and her attention is pulled back to the room, to the people she loves. She will tell you tomorrow morning. I still know her so well. I look down to put on my gloves. When I look back up, the girl is standing at your open front door. Her face is half lit by the lantern above your house number. The plate she's holding is stacked with carrots and cookies. You'll leave crumbs on the tile floor of the foyer. You'll play along, and so will she. Now she's looking at me sitting in my car. She shivers. The dress your wife bought her is too small, and I can see that her hips are growing, that her chest is blooming. With one hand, she carefully pulls her ponytail over her shoulder, and it's more the gesture of a woman than a girl. For the first time in her life, I think our daughter looks like me. I put down the car window and I lift my hand, a hello, a secret hello. She places the plate at her feet and stands again to look at me before she turns around to go inside, to her family. I watch for the drapes to be yanked closed, for you to come to the door to see why the hell I am parked outside your home on a night like tonight. And what, really, could I say? I was lonely? I missed her? I deserved to be the mother inside your glowing house?